Part 1. Blood and Roses. Blessed be God, the King, the Queen, and all our sweet children be in good health. Lady Margaret Beaufort, April 1497. If the King should propose to change any old established rule, it would seem to every Englishman as if his life were taken away from him. But I think that the present King Henry will do away with a great many, should he live 10 years longer. Venetian Ambassador, circa 1500. Chapter 1. Not a Drop of Doubtful Royal Blood. In early September 1497, two Italian ambassadors left London, and accompanied by a group of English dignitaries and a heavily armed escort in the quartered white and green Tudor livery, headed west along the Thames Valley and into Oxfordshire. One was the secretary of the Duke of Milan, Ludovico Sforza, the other a special envoy from the Republic of Venice. The previous June, both men had set out on the long journey north. Crossing the Alps into the lands of Maximilian, the Holy Roman Emperor, they made their ways along the broad expanse of the Rhine, the river's toll booths clotted with heavy mercantile traffic, and the roads, with their laden mule trains just as bad, through the rich trading centres of Speyer and Cologne, and west, into the broad river delta of the Low Countries, northern Europe's financial and commercial heart, the patchwork territories ruled over by Maximilian's young, precocious son, Archduke Philip of Burgundy. Meeting in the teeming port city of Antwerp, the ambassadors swapped notes. 3 years previously, the Duke of Milan had allied himself with Charles VIII of France, hoping to harness the might of Europe's most powerful country in the warring that had re-erupted between Italy's city-states. As contemporaries put it,